For years, we've been told to drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water each day to stay healthy. A study in today's American Journal of Physiology questions that. Dr. Heinz Valton is the study's author. He's a professor emeritus at Dartmouth Medical School who's written widely used textbooks on the kidney and water balance. He joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we don't need to drink that many glasses of water a day?
Well, what I'm willing to say is that after 10 months of careful searching of the scientific literature, I have found no evidence that we need that much, most of us. There are, of course, exceptions. There are certain diseases that do need that much or more. The most common, perhaps, is kidney stones. There are certain diseases that involve the antidiuretic hormone that need large amounts of water. But by and large, healthy individuals in a temperate climate leading a largely sedentary existence do not need that much. At least I have found no evidence that they do.
Who said we needed to drink that much water? How did we all get this idea?
We don't know where this notion came from. I've searched for it. One theory that's plausible to me is that the Food and Nutrition Board of the National Research Council did put out guidelines for many years that gave the rule of thumb of 1 milliliter of water per calorie eaten. And that comes out to 8 glasses of 8 ounces a day. But in the very next sentence, that Food and Nutrition Board stated that most of that water can come from solid food. And one theory is that that second sentence was overlooked.
How about coffee, tea, soda, other drinks? Do they count towards the liquid that we need?
The proponents of 8x8 always admonish us that caffeinated drinks do not count toward the total because caffeine is known to be diuretic, which means it increases urine flow and thereby defeats the amount of water. But that notion, I think, is wrong, and I think it was proven to be wrong in a peer-reviewed study published in 2000.
Now, we've also always heard that if you're thirsty, you should drink more water.
And that, I think, is a myth. There is very good evidence that thirst is first elicited at a blood concentration that is still within the normal range and much lower than what is seen in meaningful dehydration.
So, Dr. Valton, how much water do we need to drink every day?
No one knows, and a single value does not fit all. A large national survey of tens of thousands of people conducted in 1977, 78, came out with an average value of about 7 cups. Of that 7 cups, nearly half was in the form of caffeinated drinks that we've just said could count.
Can you drink too much water?
You certainly can. Under conditions, which are not all that common, when the kidneys cannot keep up with excreting the large amounts of water that we drink, then we go into a state of water intoxication. Endurance athletes often have this water intoxication. It is not at all unheard of in patients. So I wish to stress that one can, under certain circumstances, drink too much water.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Heinz Valton is Professor Emeritus at Dartmouth Medical School.